Next patient is Catherine Mavis. That is M as in Mary. M-A-V-E-S. Mavis. Catherine. K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Mavis. Catherine. Date of birth 9/21/45. Date of visit 3/21/23. Feedback copy for Dr. Sabina Nguyen. That's N-U-G-Y-E-N, M-D. Sabina Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, not N-U-G, N-G-U-Y-E-N-D-O. Sabine is S-A-B-I-N-E. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and wheezing. Next paragraph, history of internal illness. This is a 77-year-old female with a past history of aortic valve stenosis. Underwent aortic valve replacement, TAVR, T-A-V-R, on 10/31/22. The patient also had cardiac catheterization and coronary angioplasty times 2 on 10/6/22. She was doing well for up to 6 weeks after the procedure, but then started to have shortness of breath, wheezing, or apnea. But no significant leg edema. She has been on albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. But over the past 2 weeks, she was also switched to a Norelipta, 1 puff a day. The patient states the Noro is helping. And she denies any hemoptysis, fevers, chills, night sweats, or chest pains. Next, paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of atrial fibrillation and ASHD, history of TAVR procedure for TAVR procedure for aortic valve stenosis. She also had a cholecystectomy in the past and a hysterectomy and cataract surgery with implants and copper tunnel repair. The patient also has a mild interstitial lung disease. Next paragraph. Can you mention the past history? The patient also had a history for repair of her jaw. With mandibular enhancement. Next paragraph. And also had rotator cuff surgery times 2. Next paragraph, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, habits of the patient did not smoke, occasional alcohol use. Next, med list included trazodone 50 milligrams daily, montelukast 10 milligrams daily, gemfibrozil 600 milligrams BID, Plavix 75 milligrams a day, aspirin 1 daily. Labetalol 200 milligrams QID. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily. Pathostatin 40 milligrams a day and Norelipta 1 puff daily. Melatonin 1 daily. Next paragraph. Family history, father died of COPD, mother had an MI. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has arthritis and back pain and shoulder pain. She has glaucoma and cataracts. She has fatigue and generalized weakness and shortness of breath and wheezing. She has urinary frequency. She has reflux symptoms and constipation. No chest or jaw pain, but has palpitations and leg edema and anxiety. She has easy bruising and joint pains. Next paragraph, physical exam. This obviously built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Blood pressure 97 over 60. Heart rate was 68. Respirations 16. Temperature 97.8. Weight is 127. Saturation 99. HEND anomphalic pupils reactive and equal. Tangus moist throat was injected. Yes, no inflammation. Next up, no venous distension, trach, midline, thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with diminished excursions. Breath sounds diminished at the periphery. With these are scattered bilaterally, prolonged expirations. Few crackles, right base. Heart seems irregular, soreness to no murmur. The abdomen is soft. Scaphoid without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness, reflexes of the one plus, but no gross motor lapses. Cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, fresh number one. CHF and ASHD, number two. Chronic dyspnea with reactive airways disease. Number three, atrial fibrillation. Number four is aortic valve stenosis. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a CT chest. And also advised to get a CBC, CMP, and IgE level. She will get a, she will start an oral one puff daily. And continue with the other mentioned medications above. A follow-up visit to be arranged in 3 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for the primary physician. And next, my physician is Sabina Nguyen, N-U-G-Y-E-N, Sabina, S-A-B-I-N-E. Thank you.